In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Those of you who dream of a ministry of joy and pleasure, of peace and tranquility, should think again. The prophet Jeremiah brings us back to reality. With his words of lament, he gives us an intimate and personal insight into his inner self, into that of a minister of the word. We get a peek at his ups and downs, the joys and the despairs of a dedicated servant of the word. Jeremiah expresses deep frustrations against God for having him called him into the ministry to preach the word against the people. And also he has deep frustrations against his audience for those people who react so negatively, so violent at the very words of God that he is speaking to him. And so we hear the final words of despair in verse 14, "Cursed be the day I was born. May the day my mother bore me not be blessed." But then suddenly, in contrast, he breaks out in joy and thanksgiving to God. "Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy and the hands of the wicked." Jeremiah is, emotionally speaking, here on a roller coaster trip. There is a vexillation of emotions and imbalance that would perhaps, by the standards of a psychological screening test, deem him unfit for the ministry. However, we are not here meant to question his suitability or his fitness for the ministry of the word or the office of the prophet. His famous words of lament rather reflect what happens to those who stand in the service of God and preach his will to the unbelieving world. And the reactions of that world are not good. People will respond with insult, reproach, ridicule, and mockery. And if that should continue, and as time goes by, so also goes your self-confidence and your esteem. You become irritated, angry, and frustrated at people, and finally also at God himself for asking you to do this ungrateful task. Wearing a stole, as Jeremiah did, really makes sense, because the office laid on us by the Lord can become a burden, and a rather heavy one at that. But are we not perhaps tempted to think this? If some pastor like Jeremiah came into our midst today with the similar words of complaint, would we sympathize with him? We would probably offer him the best of two things. Take a sabbatical, a time out. Or even better, and that is what we hear more often today in this world, we would offer him words of caution and advice. Perhaps such as this: "You should be more careful how you phrase your words, how you speak to these people. Don't offend them with the use of such improper words. If you are, then it is all your fault." So, Jeremiah, do not throw too many grenades. But which grenades exactly is he throwing? God's law it is, simply put, so that the sins of the people may be brought to light. "They have forsaken the Lord their God and dug their own cisterns, which hold no water," we hear. The law of God that Jeremiah preaches reveals wickedness, violence, greed and deceit for gain, adultery and other sexual misconduct, oppression of aliens, widows and orphans, and the shedding of innocent blood. To put it in one word, Israel has left God for better things and has become complacent and too self-assured. Unlike false prophets who try to disseminate a false sense of security here, Jeremiah stands up and calls sin by its name. So where God's word is spoken, there constant confrontation happens. It creates a lot of discomfort and disturbance. People simply get mad. It seems clear that every preacher, every servant of God, is heading towards a collision course with the people of this world. But how do we get out of this deep pit of frustration and despair? Where is the joy to be found in all of this? I have attempted here to draw an analogy between Jeremiah and our ministry, a typology, so to speak. But to make it a true typology, you will know that we will have to go to Jesus Christ first before it reaches us. All servants before and after Jesus Christ, everything they go through and have gone through is nothing compared to that what our Lord Jesus Christ has gone through. He is the true suffering servant and preacher. Jeremiah complained a great deal, and so will also we. But we remain on fighting against for our rights against the people who cause us this harm. And Christ instead, he really falls and he dies for those whom we curse because they curse us. He was thus a true type for all servants of the word. Nonetheless, Jeremiah and those in the service of the word will all do their ministry under the cross. The signs, the stigma of the cross of the true servant will also be part of their life as well. And so how do they get out of this slump? I have not answered that question, have I? As the words of lament show, it is indeed right and well to wrestle with God in prayer as Jeremiah did. Then we come out of it relieved, having gotten everything rid of our chest and starting again with renewed vigor. God put Jeremiah there where he was. Christ calls us into his service, and so we must always turn to him and wrestle with him. Where God calls, he also strengthens and equips and restores that joy in the ministry of the word. As the words of Jeremiah show, our situation in this world will not change, but there is a turning point from the frustration to joy and to relief. We know to whom we can turn and from whom we may draw our energy for our service. But the irony of our ministry is this. We may be smitten by people, yet we are not killed by Christ. We may feel that we are dead from pressure, but we are still alive in Christ. We may moan at our own isolation, and yet we are not abandoned in Christ. That is the paradox of being a servant of God, the disparity of things. Our ministry invites all kinds of terrible things, and they actually do not go away till we die, but they are far easier endured with the hope and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen.